Great morning.
What's going on, everybody?
My name is Mary Cochran.
I'm John Carkin Guys.
And you are tuned in to the Shut the Fear Up podcast.
Hey.
You are in the right place if you believe it is your right and your responsibility to shut the fear up and live your dream.
That's it. That's
it. If you are looking to reach your family goals, your business goals, yes. Your wealth goals,
yes.
And be surrounded by like-minded people while doing it,
yes.
You're home, my friend.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Our monthly podcast will release the second Wednesday of every month, and John and I are your resident hosts.
Welcome, guys.
We will be exploring behind-the-scenes content. We have to share our incredible network with you, so you can expect the millionaire lineup.
Look at here. Look at here now.
Listen, this series was an incredible series that we've done on other platforms, and it was a hit, so we've got to bring it to you. And, of course, making introductions to our circle of inspiring planet shakers. Our mission is to be your daily punch, giving you the positive highlights you need from our favorite authors and personal reflections to inspire you to shut the fear up and live your dreams. We believe that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And because of that, every dream, every vision, every idea that you have burning up inside of you is yours to achieve.
Amen.
It's gonna touch sex transmutation then.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember that one?
I do not. No, remember. Heard
no. Yes. I mean, basically, it's talking about how we need to use the emotion of sex to serve us. Because if you're not, that's a human innate desire. And if you're not intentional about making it serve you in other areas of life, that energy, that sex energy that we have, then you will lose it for the lesser, just pleasure, right? Just that physical need.
Right. Of all things, why?
Yes, it's important.
You can even skip that part.
No, it's important for the content. People, we're going to talk about sex, baby. That's going to be the title of this one. Let's talk about sex is the title of this podcast. You don't like it, babe?
In our gender.
But this is all about, the importance of it. You can't negate the emotion of sex is the most powerful of all of them. Why are we scared to talk about it for?
No, I ain't scared to talk about it, but you know, this ain't what the podcast is about.
But it's about being your best self, so it is.
Run it. It's what they gonna want to hear.
Yeah, run it.
It's the mystery of sex transmutation. Transmutation is it's changing one element to another form. Okay. So right now what happens, especially in these times, on radio, whatever, everyone's talking about sex, right? And it's all free willy, right? But the idea is, this book is saying to think and grow rich is to use this energy, this desire. We have to apply self-control to it, but you know, don't suppress, like the church wants you to suppress that energy. Don't do it at all. But you're supposed to transmute that energy to make it serve you to show up in other areas of your life. Right. Because when you try to suppress it, that's why now, because it doesn't have an outlet, we just do it in the back door and we have all these babies from babies. You see what I'm saying? So I feel like it's something that we need to bring. We don't need to spend an hour necessarily talking about it unless someone wants to have a deeper conversation. But we need to make it known because this is a distraction on the way to achieving our goals.
All right. That's good. Very good. Well, you got a passion for it, seem like. So then run it.
Hey, listen, I need to come to the conference on this. I'm not understanding what Napoleon Hill is talking about.
Right.
It's two different energies.
It really is. I don't recall that part in the book.
It may not be for somebody else. So
yeah.
I would be interested to.
Right. Yes. Okay, so yeah, we'll touch on it and then we'll allude to.
So what time is it now?
1:02.
All right, let's go.
Great morning.
What's going on, everybody?
We have made it to the end of another amazing book.
Let's go.
Listen, this book right here is the book that if you ever want to know, I have to say that the Lord and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is my inspiration. Absolutely. He gives me my knowledge and my wisdom. I asked him for at 19 years old. I asked him for wisdom beyond my understanding.
Amen.
But if there was something else, like after Jesus, it would be this book.
So you mean tell me this book here trumped the rest of the book that we...
Number one
what?
Book.
Wow.
My specialty, my niche is mindset.
It is.
And this is the ultimate book on mindset.
What about David Goggins? Can You Hurt Me? That was mindset.
Right, that's a... He's an illustration of it, because even some of this, like, there's a part in this book, we didn't mention the story about the 50 Cent story. The little girl, the colored girl. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So in that story, she took the white man's soul. And I have to, you know, it was a colored girl and it was a white man. And I have to say that because she asked this white man for 50 Cent, who was coming at her with this big piece of a big piece of wood about to hit her because she did not move from her position of asking for this 50 cents.
Right.
And he got up to her, and because of her relentless boldness, determination to say, "My mammy need them 50 cents," he got up to her, dropped the piece of wood that he was about to beat her with,
and gave the money to her.
And gave her the money.
Yeah. And everybody was shocked that he did that.
The gentleman who was watching him, who wrote this,
he was
shocked that... He was like, what is it about this girl that had that power?
Right.
Right? What is the power that she possessed that made him? Because he said he was about to witness a murder.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. From this. So, yeah, that's why this book is so important, though, because this is the key to unlocking everything that you want. Besides all of the natural excuses we make of resources, connections, whatever, it's your mind first and foremost. Because your mind, the way you approach this, is going to make room for everything else that you're trying to do and wanting to do.
That's facts.
Make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So, again, there's 13 principles in this book, and we highlighted so many of them, and we're wrapping it up right now in this fifth episode, okay?
Before we get into that,
mm-hmm.
her name is Dr. Marie Cochran. Oh, you didn't say who you were or nothing. Just flowing. I know we said 10 minutes, but you know,
right,
you're trying to get to it now.
And you are my amazing husband, John Cochran.
That's me.
Amazing leader of Team Cochran Group.
Amen.
Where we lead amazing agents and customers through the buying, selling, and investing process. That's investors.
So right? You're trying to buy a house? You want to be a first-time home buyer? Holla at us. Number is 904-423-6046. Back to the book, though.
Yes. Okay, so chapter 10 is about the power of mastermind. We talked about how important it is, the circle that you have around you, right? Be intentional about those people that are around you, because they will be the ones who influence the moves that you make. So be intentional about that. Now, chapter 11 is a little different. It's titled The Mystery of Sex Transmutation.
And what that means?
Transmutation is the changing or transferring of one element or form of energy into another. Okay? So it's like a moving one form of energy to another.
Okay?
Okay? So this is so important because sex desire is the most powerful of human desires. When driven by this desire, men, is what the book says, but I also say, and women, develop keenness of imagination, courage, willpower, persistence, and creative ability unknown to them at other times.
You think it's more than money? Stronger than money?
Absolutely. Because there are three productive constructive potentialities of sex that drive this. First of all is perpetuation of mankind.
For sure.
Reproduction, right? Second is the maintenance of health as a therapeutic agency.
Okay.
There's no equal to it.
It's not.
Right? You can walk, you can jog, you can whatever, but the release, the free, right, that we experience, that therapeutic.
That's facts.
Agency, there's no equal to it.
Yeah.
Third is the transformation of mediocrity into genius through transmutation. Wow. This is the one we're digging into. This is the third one.
Okay.
Because that same drive will push you to do things. Think of the greatest love story in your life, right? Or think of the premise of most movies. Right now what comes to mind is Notebook? Braveheart.
Oh, okay.
No, Braveheart.
Go ahead.
With Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Great movie.
All these movies and movies like it,
yeah.
You take the man's family away, right?
Yeah.
Or there are movies where you take his girl.
Oh, man.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that drives him. That unlocks keenness of imagination, courage, willpower, persistence, and creative ability unknown at other times.
Right.
That's the thing that they're pursuing that makes them willing to do anything else for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's nothing else that you can, like, money at the end of the day. Okay, yeah, you can drive for money, but even sometimes money is tied to someone you want, a woman, or, you know, that ultimate sex partner,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That symbol that you're pleasing.
Yeah.
The drive for money a lot of times is the money for the girls. If you don't have the money, you can't get the girls.
Yeah.
Does that all make sense?
That's real talk.
Right?
Yeah.
So the transmutation of sex energy cells for the exercise of willpower, to be sure, is very hard, but it is a reward that's worth putting the effort in. And I felt it was so important for us to discuss this just because we live in a time right now where it's, you know, sex is just, there's no limitations. There's, you know, barely any, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's just, that's all we talk about in the music video. So having that self-control, first and foremost, or having that respect and honor for it is hard to find now. And this book says that the desire for sex is inborn and natural. It should not be submerged or eliminated. It should be given an outlet, here it is, through forms of expression which enrich the body, mind, and spirit of man. If not given this form of outlet through transmutation, which is taking that sex energy we have, that desire we have for it, and applying it to something that is enriching to your body, your mind, and your spirit, it will seek outlets through purely physical channels. Mm. And that's where we are right now.
That's true.
How much do I qualify for? Where do I start? Are you a homeowner or first-time homebuyer seeking a streamlined process? I'm Rachel Broadwell, licensed loan originator, and we understand purchasing or refinancing can be overwhelming. We help our clients overcome the fear of the home buying process. In addition to putting our clients first, we can go from start to finish in as little as 10 days. If you know anyone looking to buy or refinance, please text or call your financing MVP, Rachel Broadwell, at 904-418-3779.
Because even dogs, right, in the animal kingdom, I think it's only dolphins and there's one other, because it's not dogs, there's dolphins and one other animal that mate for pleasure and not for,
and like apes or monkeys or something like that, though
I don't remember, which it's leaving me right now, but every other animal only has, besides humans, maybe it's dolphins and humans.
Okay.
Maybe that's the other mammal.
Okay.
Right, but otherwise, it's only for perpetuation of mankind. Only if they're procreating. That's why that's the purpose of it.
Right.
It's because of they're trying to procreate. But for us, and I think it's dolphins, that we do it for desire. So you don't want to suppress it. But if you're not transmuting it, because we have this desire, it's not for you to just go out and hump everything.
Yeah.
You need to take that energy and make it serve you in your goals, is what Napoleon Hill is talking about in this book. Don't let it, because without a proper outlet, it's like the water. He mentions it in the book. You can put a rock in a river if you want to, and it's going to block it, right? But even after a while, you let it sit long enough, the water will find a different channel
to go around it.
So take that energy and make it serve you in the right way.
That's good.
Right? Instead of allowing it to default to a pure physical channel, because now we see it where people are just using it as a pure physical channel, STDs, you know, children out of wedlock or out of commitment. You see what I'm saying? Like, so many things are, doors are opened up that don't need to, if we were using that drive. Like, you know, when children or teenagers get into that point, this is where we need to pour into them even more.
For sure.
Give them something to redirect this sex energy. Oh, they're just hot. They're just smelling themselves. Okay, but it's a natural inborn. We're supposed to have this desire.
We got
to
somehow figure out a way to better
channel it.
Yeah, channel it, but then also educate them either at home or in school. As
exactly,
well too, about it, you know?
Exactly. Okay, so I'm just going to leave that. We're going to put a pin in there because that's for a mastermind group, right? That's for a think tank. So we're going to go to the six ghosts of fear to wrap up here. There's the fear of poverty.
Mm.
The fear of criticism.
Mm.
The fear of ill health. The loss of love of someone. Fear of rejection, basically. Fear of old age and fear of death. And he says that you can itemize a whole bunch of other fears, but all of the other fears that you could mention or say are basically all fall into these three categories, or into these six categories. Fears are nothing more than states of mind. It's nothing. Fear itself is nothing more than a state of mind that you're operating with.
Shut the fear up.
That's right. And that's why it's so important for us to understand our mind and what we want to put into the mind.
Very important.
So that we can kick this type of stuff out.
Right.
Because if you've been following through these audios, you understand, or this series, you understand that when if you're experiencing the fear of poverty, you need to go back to a definiteness of purpose. You need to figure out what is that all-consuming obsession that you have that knocks out the fear of poverty.
Right, right.
What is that desire that you have that trumps criticism? What is that faith that you have that outweighs the fear that you can experience? Because it's not to say that the experience of these things, the state of mind is not real, because we know whatever we create in our minds become our reality.
Sure.
It will manifest its physical equivalent.
Yeah.
However, we have a choice to know what these are, but then choose to move differently in another direction. Right. So tell me, what's your takeaway as we wrap up here? This is the last one on the book, Think and Grow Rich. Do you think that you can really take these and apply to your life and think and grow rich?
For sure, because, you know, all throughout this book, it tells you someone who did. You talk about the person who did do it.
Story after story after story.
Full of stories and examples of the person who thought it and overcame it.
And you can't tell me that you can think poor. You can think with all of these negative loser thoughts that we have, this fear, this dread, the procrastination, the poor self-talk. You can't tell me that you're going to think like that and you're going to become successful.
It's very, very hard. Almost impossible in a way.
We have yet to name one.
Right.
I have yet to see one negative person.
Unless they bought a stretch off lottery ticket and won somehow. I don't know.
And did they keep it?
Probably not. Because their mindset's still bad.
Right. So it's just not possible, right?
Right.
We have yet to see a book written by someone says, yes, think negative.
You'll be successful.
Procrastinate, doubt everything you do, and you'll be successful.
Never heard of it.
So Think and Grow Rich, ladies and gentlemen, is the book that we shared with you.
Powerful book. Great job.
And yes, it's the one. It's the one that we will take into masterminds and go deeper in, because it's only when you have understanding that you will be able to apply, which is the second part of this, so that you can truly grow rich, whatever that rich is for you, whatever that wealth looks like for you, whether it's monetarily, family, career, personal goals, health goals, whatever that is.
So tell me, if they want to, you know, be a part of that think tank, that mastermind with you, to break it down even further with them personally, how can they reach you?
Follow me at Shut the Fear Up on Instagram.
That's okay.
Because so many amazing things are coming. You want to follow me. You want to let me know how things are going with you, what you're doing, how you're shutting the fear up, because that's who we're going to be taking into these masterminds, are people that are already doing what they can with what they have and are now ready for more.
That's it.
And one person that we must say who is doing what she can.
Let's go.
Yes, you hear me? She is out here killing it. It is the financing MVP, Rachel Broadwell. 904-418-3779. She is our go-to lender when it comes to qualifying you or getting you qualified. No matter where you are in your dream, at the very beginning, this book taught us that you don't need anything else but
that first, burning desire.
That burning desire.
That burning desire.
And whatever obstacle you have to come over, that you have to outgrow to get where you need to, Rachel's got you.
And you got that burning desire to be a homeowner, to be that first-time home buyer for your family, reach out to me. You can find me at John D. Cochran on Facebook. From there, if you are already pre-approved or need to get pre-approved, we'll help you with that whole process.
That's right. Then
we'll go house hunting.
That's right.
Our goal is to have you receiving your key to be a homeowner within 2 months.
That's right.
You know? And from there, guys, we'll make it happen. So, hey, if you love this episode, if you enjoyed Marie Cochran breaking down each and every book on this podcast, do a favor and hit that follow button. Give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review. Our kids love to go in and read the messages and to talk about who it was and all. So it definitely brings us joy to knowing that our kids has got to buy in. They love hearing your feedback as well, too. But lastly, guys,
shut the fear up.